stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah, but I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
London police say a car crashed into barriers outside the Houses of Parliament.
Ousted West Virginia Justice Robin Davis says she's retiring following the impeachment of all four of West Virginia's remaining justices on the state's Supreme Court.
The reward for information on missing college student Molly Tibbetts in Iowa now tops $385,000.
President Trump's campaigning again as Republicans work to keep Democrats from regaining control of the House.
His spokeswoman says there's nothing racial about his attack on a fired aide who's attacking him in a new book.
This person has shown a complete lack of integrity.
A fire in Glacier National Park destroyed buildings on the north end of historic Lake McDonald Lodge, the busiest area of the park.
Flash flooding is in the forecast in central and eastern Pennsylvania.
Economic turmoil in Turkey is causing concern across Europe.
Starbucks is getting into the plant-based protein business and is introducing a protein-blended cold brew line in almond and cacao flavors.
Puerto Rico is putting out the word the island is back as a vacation destination.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Stock market is down 180 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
88 degrees outside. I can feel it, too, man. It was fairly nice this morning, and then yesterday, the heat is on. Mary Tyler Strange is going to be with us at 1 o'clock, and maybe a couple of minutes after that. He just texted me, said it was running a little late.
Yeah, we already had folks calling in yesterday. We wanted to ask a question. One guy was really mad about the roads.
Yeah, we're going to get into a lot of that. We had a shooting, shots fired over at Ann Street. We had the person murdered on Hull Street. We've got road issues that we want to talk about. I want him to explain to the audience how the road and pothole situation, how is it done,
yes,
type thing, so you'll have a better feel for that and hear it directly from the horse or the horse's mouth.
Or the mayor.
A.K.A. the mayor. Our horse. Okay, let's do this. Okay, you know, you get a Southerner on TV.
Oh, no.
It becomes very stereotypical.
Yes.
And so, actually, what this guy is saying is good. The way he's saying it isn't so good, but let me kind of set this thing up. Blount County, Alabama, sometimes called the conservative crescent of Coleman, Blount County, and Shelby. It makes a crescent that's there. The superintendent of education for Blount County was on Fox News this morning talking about bringing back the nation's motto, In God We Trust, into schools. So hang on to your Southern charm ears. Let's listen in.
Public school officials in Alabama could soon put God back in their schools. That is thanks to a new law giving the state's schools the options to put our nation's motto, In God We Trust, back on display on school campuses. Blount County's school board is set to be one of the first to take action on this, and here with more is the superintendent, Rodney Green. Mr. Superintendent, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm excited to be with you today.
We are so excited too, because the law took effect on July 1st. Why is it important to you? Why do you want to be one of the first school districts in your state to display In God We Trust?
Well, we're just excited to have the opportunity to display our national motto inside our public school classrooms. It's an opportunity for our students and for our faculty to build pride and unity in our school system with our national motto.
No.
How did I know he was going to start off with, well, you know.
You know, that was, but so they're bringing it back and bringing back In God We Trust, but sure. It is so funny because something I've learned from being around national news people is they kind of look for these, and I don't think they look for this guy in particular. I think they just found him.
Yes.
But what happens when you have that Southern charm, it really projects over the radio and over television. And so when we would go in, like, for example, in 1980, on yesterday's date, we did the Neshoba County Fair. And so CBS, NBC, and ABC went around and started interviewing people. And I would watch the people that they would interview. And I said to a staff person, I said, the more Southern they are, the more of a chance they are going to be on TV tonight.
Yes.
And so this guy went, damn, I love Ronald Reagan, and I'm so glad he's here. And I'll go, that's going to be the guy.
Yeah, he's going to be on TV. They like doing this. They really do.
And sure enough. But this is a good thing that they're doing, bringing back In God We Trust in schools. I'm not sure what the courts are going to say about this. I'm not sure what, you know, separation of God and government crowd is going to be. But let's listen to the second part here.
Mr. Green, back in the 60s, the Supreme Court prevented prayer and Bible reading in class. And that was when the biggest problems were chewing gum in class and running in the hallways. Now we're talking about drugs and violence. Do you see a connection between removing God from schools and the more difficult situations that schools are facing today?
Well, our schools and public buildings are targets of violence. Now, as we all know, And I think having a basic fundamental national motto, In God We Trust, gives our students a level of comfort that our national motto supports a recognition of a higher authority, and that we can depend on that higher authority for protection and establish the lines of respect in our school. And I think that brings order to our schools.
Well, look at our pledge, One Nation Under God. What does In God We Trust, our U.S. motto, what does it mean to you?
Well, it means that we reflect on and we recognize a higher authority, a basic fundamental belief that our country was founded on. And from that, our students gain the understanding of respect for each other. Respect and love for each other comes from knowing that there's lines of authority that we all have to respect, and we respect our government, our governmental officials, and it's all wrapped around the basic premise, In God We Trust.
I mean, the guy's right. It's just the way he's saying it. Yeah. And Southerners say things kind of backwards sometimes, and that's where he was.
And this was added, In God We Trust, and also Under God the Pledge wasn't adopted until like the 40s or 50s,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Especially with the Soviet threat.
Right.
And we're very different than...
I think it was 50. I'll have to look it up. But the Pledge of Allegiance, I think it was 52 or something like that. I'll look it up.
A strong statement of difference between the officially materialist atheist Soviet Union and the United States. I think, like, the original on the money was... I mean, obviously, E Pluribus Unum. And yes, but...
There are four things on every coin. United States of America, E Pluribus Unum, Liberty Unum, Liberty, and In God We Trust.
But I'm thinking like the original coinage was like peace, liberty, commerce, something along those lines.
Yeah, right? It was, and I'll see when In God We Trust was added. Let's go to the phones and go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard.
I think one of the original things on the coin was don't take no wooden nickels. I don't know. But I saw the man this morning, and I said to myself, we're going to hear about that all over the place now. But it reminded me of this comedian named James Gregory. I don't know.
I remember him very well.
And he did this thing about, tornadoes in the South. And he said whenever there was a tornado in the South, usually the folks running the TV station was from up north. And they would say to the reporter, I even kind of get into James Gregory when I'm doing this, why don't you go out to the trailer park and find the dumbest son of a gun you can find and interview him. Oh, yeah. And make sure he's married to a fat woman. But, when they interview him about the tornado, it just goes off the hook, But I did see him this morning. I thought he did good, though. But folks up north just got to realize we got our own thing going down here. We're just going to sound this way if we want it or not.
I know. I'm telling you, I did a lot of Southern events, but whenever I did one, the press would be out there trying to find somebody. He had that long accent. And the other thing, whenever they do any type of report about the South, it'll always be some clay road with some skinny dog with the heat rising, and you'll hear this, dong, 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 dong.
Well, here's just a note for Joey. I went up north, actually did radio up there for 2 or 3 years, and women love the accent.
Oh, really?
So if you go up there,
I need to ham it up.
Just lay it on there, man. Just don't hold back.
Just speak slowly and lather it on there.
Yeah, a lot of shoot I reckons, and well, a little missy, I guess so. That kind of stuff like that, they love that.
Okay, Rusty.
You'll be the king bee.
There you go. Well, Joey's planning a trip.
Joey's checking flight times right now.
Yeah, actually, he's going up there. He's going to Washington, D.C.
As the crow flies.
Yeah. Dang.
I reckon I'll be up there in a spell. All right, man. We'll see y'all later.
Thank you.
Now, I did look up the original Continental, the Fugio scent.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed by Benjamin Franklin, and he had the phrase, mind your business, which is a great one. But the In God We Trust, it wasn't the official motto, but it does appear on money in like the 1860s.
Yeah, it was In God We Trust was adopted in 1956 as the national motto, and then Pledge of Allegiance was added in 1954 on Flag Day. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, yeah, hey. I was spurred to call when I heard the guy. Who was that you played the clip of, and he was saying that we've got to have the God We Trust going again?
That was the superintendent of Blount County Public Schools.
Yeah, see, the thing, and I'm glad you raised the thing about the it was 1954 and 56 when those mottos got added to the money and whatnot. The when the frauds come in, you know, when a lot of times, I think Henry Kissinger has a famous quote, let's see, crimes take a short time, but treason takes a lot longer. And in fact, that new Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, that's apparently his favorite quote.
Oh, really?
So crimes take a short time, but treason takes a lot longer. So when say, for example, you remember John F. Kennedy tried to get us off the Federal Reserve and back into Treasury notes.
Right.
And
didn't work.
Oh, well, it got him killed, you know. And, because I think it was just a matter of days after he started developing Treasury note money that he was assassinated. So the idea that somebody would force America into thinking that it's God's fault, that it's the individuals, you know, that God's not shining on us because we've got some traitors in the midst. The traitors make us start looking the other way ahead of time. So it was just, what, 5 or 10 years before Kennedy gets killed, before, you know, going off the, you know, off jumping the track of the Federal Reserve. So I'm wondering, you know, who's trying to snake oil us by getting us divided about this whole God issue? There's a lot of traitors out there who are trying to divide America, you know, on a whole lot of different issues, like pollution. You look at the high cost of medical care. We should be slamming these polluters for paying the medical bills, but instead they keep claiming that it's Obamacare that's the issue, when in fact it's polluters is the issue. And so you see what I'm saying, where there's these divide and conquer kind of schemes, and they I'm old enough to remember they've told this time and time again, you know, the Vietnam War, that if you didn't love Jesus enough, then you, you know, it was Vietnam War was the touchstone point, and they tried to make you believe that that it was, you know, atheism or something like that for being against that stinking war, you know. So I just think that this whole trying to get you know, prayer back in the schools is a sleight of hand like a magician. And you know, we gotta start looking at what are these real crimes going on right in front of our faces.
Okay, let me do this. Let me go to a break. I want to come back and I want to ask you what the real crimes are that are right in front of us. We're gonna be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guarantee, 1-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. I forgot to mention that your first time calling, you need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any caller that actually calls and talks to me can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That drawing will be Friday. Okay, we were left in suspense of all the crimes that have been committed right under our nose. Let's go back to David. David? Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. So what crimes are being committed that In God We Trust is in prayer or deflecting us from?
Well, thanks, Dan. I think probably the biggest one is the value of the money. And, you know, we're coming on the 100th anniversary of World War One, and a lot of people might not realize it, but World War One, you know, they tell us in the history books it was because some archduke got shot. But when you learn about his history, the guy was a snake. He was a he had diplomatic immunity.
Let's not wander all over the place.
I'm trying not to. What I'm trying to do, talk about is the value of money.
Okay, so what is
World War One got started
now,
by...
David, we're talking today and now. So what is the crime? So the value of money, what is wrong with the value of money?
Well, right now, the U.S. dollar is considered the standard for the whole world. Right. If you want to go from Paris to London to Africa, you got to change your currency based on the value of the U.S. dollar. But if snake oil,
no, that, wait, wait, first of all, David, that's not exactly right. It's not that you don't change in a Swiss franc because of what the value of the dollar is.
Yeah, you do.
No,
that's
you
the
don't.
International Monetary Fund,
David.
And
no, you don't.
It's been that way since World War II,
David. David, I'm a financial advisor. The currencies change all the time. The U.S. dollar, the dollar right now is very, very strong. And so when you're converting from something else to the dollar, it takes more pounds, for example, or Swiss francs or German marks to convert it now because the dollar is strong. When the dollar is weak, it takes less.
Yeah, but if you're going from London to France, and you want to convert from a pound to a franc, you got to base it against the U.S. dollar.
No, there's a conversion rate. There's a conversion rate for every country to every other country. It's
based on the U.S. dollar.
No, it is not, David. It's not,
yes,
David.
It is. It's been that way since World War II.
David,
it's been a
real pleasure talking to you. A real pleasure. Have a great day.
No, the U.S. is the world reserve currency,
right.
But, I mean, we have free-floating exchange rates
exactly. And
currencies.
Exactly. You don't convert from a franc to a dollar to a Deutschmark.
No, but the U.S. dollar doesn't act exactly like how gold used to act on the international market.
Yeah, and that's, we used to have a gold-backed standard. I still have some silver certificates.
Well, and I've heard people talk about it. I mean, Ron Paul made his bread and butter talking about the inflation tax, that a lot of people who are working every day, saving, it's kind of a backdoor tax. If they don't invest and plan long-term, you will not have the same value as what people in years old, when we had gold-backed money, might have been able to save as everyday workers. And that's an interesting point, but we have the system we have now, and to unwind that system and change it would be a heavy lift and probably fairly perilous.
Well, and you're not going to be able to do it until you audit the Fed.
Yeah, I would love to start there.
That is the big problem to me is auditing the Fed, that what is really going on with the Fed. And we can kind of go from that. Okay. Reminder that Fresh Market is going to be doing the ribs. We know they're going to be doing it from 11 to 3. I think they're going to be doing it from 11 to 4 on Saturday. It's going to be $11.99 for a slab of ribs. They're sorry that they ran out last time because they had a bad batch of them. But I'm going back over there to meet with Cecil, the main man over there, just to make sure we have everything kind of going in the right direction. But hopefully we'll see you there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to be there around 12:30 on Saturday to pick up my ribs.
Oh, and I'll be in town, so I can.
So you're gonna come
by? Slab, yeah.
You're gonna come by?
I should.
Yeah,
it'd be tasty.
You can't beat that, man.
I mean, that could be lunch and dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I literally ate on mine for a while.
Mm.
I went a little overboard on mine. I normally will take three bones and work on that, but I was kind of going a little more than that, and then went back for another one for dinner and. Oh, and what it is, I heated it up and made it, cut it, and put it on a salad. It was really good.
Ooh.
Really good with ranch dressing on a salad.
That sounds awesome.
It is. It was. I'm going to do it again. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payment by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The prosecution's made its closing arguments at former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's trial in Alexandria, Virginia. The defense goes next.
Prosecutor Greg Andres told a jury of 6 men and 6 women that this case is about Mr. Manafort's lies, that he hid money in foreign bank accounts, filed false tax returns for several years, and failed to pay $15 million in taxes. The defense has been trying to pin the blame on Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland now identified a man accused of driving into people in London yesterday, injuring 3.
The man who drove his car into the Houses of Parliament in London yesterday and who has been arrested on suspicion of terror offences has been named as Saleh Khatter. The 29-year-old British citizen, originally from Sudan, has also been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. He came to the UK as a refugee and was granted asylum.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my how they fly by. all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Let's move into another subject here. There was a major grand jury indictments handed down. Some of them, this is a major story against the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. And this is a horrific story, absolutely horrific. And it shows you how the tentacles of sin and the deviant spiritual behavior that can be in people comes out. I mean, this is nothing but a spiritual warfare issue. Let's listen in.
Vatican is saying nothing so far about a bombshell grand jury report on sex abuse by Roman Catholic priests in Pennsylvania. The report released yesterday says the Catholic Church used what amounted to a playbook for concealing the truth to hide decades of abuse.
The report names 301 predator priests who assaulted more than 1,000 children, most of them boys, over a 70-year span. Nikki Batiste has spent weeks reporting on this scandal.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said it is completely saddened, and the Pittsburgh bishop has apologized. This is the report, nearly 900 pages long. Its findings are drawn from more than 500,000 pages of documents hidden in secret church archives. Because some records were destroyed and many survivors are still afraid to come forward, the grand jury believes there are actually thousands of victims.
The church showed a complete disdain for victims.
Survivors wept as Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro publicly revealed the contents of the landmark grand jury report for the first time.
When you saw the emotion on the survivors' faces today, what did that mean to you?
It means the world to me to be able to do this for them, to help them have some modicum of healing.
Victims and their loved ones had been anticipating the release of the report, the most sweeping examination yet of child sex abuse in the U.S. Catholic Church.
Well,
wow, was right.
And this is just the beginning of it. Just the beginning of it. This is this was a total 4+ minute piece here, and this is just mega abuse, including an 18-month-old.
We've stood up and said our truth.
Secret's out now.
Investigators uncovered disturbing allegations, including a 7-year-old girl raped in a hospital after she had her tonsils taken out, a 9-year-old boy whose mouth was rinsed with holy water after being forced to perform oral sex, and 5 sisters abused by the same priest.
How old was the youngest victim?
She was 18 months old when she was abused for the first time. 18 months old, she was in a diaper.
301 offenders were named in the report. About a third, 99, came from the Pittsburgh Diocese. The former bishop there, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, spoke to us before the report was released.
I think the report is going to show that during my tenure, we acted very appropriately with many times removal from ministry totally and completely.
Did you ever move priests quietly to another?
That wasn't our process.
Because I did speak with a victim who said his priest that he alleges abused him was moved.
I can't speak to any particular case.
Man. It is such a shame that this has been something that's festered within the Catholic Church for a long time. And it really is a shame that, because on a biblical basis, if they would have done something at the very beginning about it, instead of they seem to not want the truth to come out, and so they kind of turned their heads and looked the other way, knowing that something was going on, but not, or either knowing or assuming that something was going on, and they didn't do anything about it.
When you have such a large, powerful organization, there's a lot at stake, obviously, especially when you are the Catholic Church. Historically, a lot at stake. So, number one, you are trying to protect your brand, I think. And then number two, you have the means of moving these people around. And just the nature of the priesthood, and I think how quietly things can be taken care of, which really isn't taking care of things, especially if somebody, you find out a priest has abused a child, you need to go to the authorities.
Right.
And to keep this as an internal matter is despicable.
It really is. And I've been in church governance, and I was formerly an Episcopalian, which we call Catholic Light. And the governance of the Episcopal Church is modeled after the Catholic Church minus the Pope type thing. But the hierarchy of bishops and bishops of a diocese and bishops for a nation or continent is built off of that. And there's a lot of power in that, and there's been some real abuse even in the Episcopal Church, but the Catholic Church is so enormous, so huge all around the world. Well, and like you said, the brand.
And their authority emanates from a sovereign state.
Right.
A very tiny sovereign state. But I think that just adds to what they can get away with. And they shouldn't abuse that power. Apparently they have.
Well, listen to this last piece, and this is really sad, and talking about the kids that were wearing golden crosses.
But according to the grand jury, in 1991, Worrell reassigned an accused priest, Ernest Payone, to the Reno Diocese. In 1995, he returned George Zerwas, who the report says was a member of a pedophile ring, to ministry. Worrell even presided over Zerwas' funeral. He also approved monthly sustenance payments of up to $1,000 to Richard Zula, also a member of the pedophile ring, after Zula's release from prison.
It's frankly shocking that the priests and the bishops and the monsignors and the cardinals knew about all this and weren't shocked and sought to cover it up.
In all the cases mentioned by the grand jury, the statute of limitations has expired for all but two of them. More than 100 of the accused priests are dead. We asked Cardinal Worrell why his comments to us about moving priests seem to contradict the grand jury report. His spokesperson stands by his statement that under Worrell's leadership, and since there was no policy for moving priests accused of misconduct.
Yeah, I remember when you first brought this story last week, it was so devastating to hear. And the people that you talked to bring up something so painful and so private. Have you talked to them? What it's been like for them after they've come forward? Do you know?
I've been in touch with them. I saw them yesterday. They were incredibly emotional. And they also said they've heard from at least 12 victims who had never come forward before, mm-hmm. just in Pennsylvania and others across the state and some overseas.
Just looking at that nearly 900 pages of pain and cover-up.
This piece is on my website at danmorrisshow.com. The emotion of the victims, and looking and talking to them and talking about what having this out was really something. This was a major, major deal. And, you know, in looking at the revelations, the revelations of this, these things, and the public has been kind of okay that they, because they thought they were fixing it. And I think if they, at the very beginning, if the same thing would have happened, even back then during those days, I think the public would have been very forgiving if they felt genuinely that the Catholic Church and the hierarchy of the church were really trying to do something to stop it and to make better. But when I hear things like secret society and the golden crosses for the kids that were kind of marked to be part of the secret society, I mean, this is just unbelievable. So, 272-9228. Let me move into another subject here as we kind of prep up to get to the top of the hour. Again, Mayor Todd Strange will be joining us. There was an interesting guy talking about something a little bit different out there. This is a kind of an intelligence expert on terrorism. And he's going to be talking about something kind of new here, and that is Nomad Terra. It's the next big threat.
UK authorities identifying the suspect behind a terror attack outside of Parliament yesterday. Sudanese immigrant Sally K. Terry is accused of mowing his car into pedestrians and injuring three of them.
Authorities still seeking a motive, searching several properties in his central England hometown, where he was described as a quiet, pot-smoking loner, but he was known to police. Aaron Cohen served on the Israeli Defense Forces Counterterrorism Unit, also manufactures law enforcement products for terror readiness. Aaron, it sounds like this guy, this Sudanese immigrant, arrived in London from his hometown about midnight and then drove around for 7 hours until he saw a whole bunch of people stopped at a light. Many were on bikes, many were just right there, and he decided, I'm going to go for it right there. What do you make of this?
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions like the hijackers on 9/11. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be given money. You don't have to be given equipment. You don't have to be given training. You can do everything on your own. All this guy has to do is go online, continue his radical research, and then at the right time, he can jump into a vehicle and he can strike the Westminster building, which is the second time this has happened now in a year. So nomad terror is what I'm calling this, and that's yep. what we're going to keep seeing more of.
And I agree with that. If you think about it, that is what has happened. It really has transitioned over to that. So the concept of 9/11 and organized and training and have a mission certain type thing, which is very different as far as then doing something that's asymmetrical, where you're just kind of just doing it out of the blue because it's kind of a general theme and you just get a car and start running into people. So this is something, and I try to bring when we see sea changes like this and that somebody is seeing that change, we want to share it with you. So all of a sudden, when we see this again on television, we're not going, and that's why also I think this has been, the thing in London has kind of been a yawner. I mean, if you think about it, that did not make that much news. And you can go to my website and see the video of the truck coming down, or the car going down, a Ford Fusion or Ford something, little small compact car. But this guy is just intentionally jumping the curb, running into people, and then going in there and bashing into Westminster, which couldn't get very far with it, so wasn't too well thought out. But I thought it was interesting. He is from a part of UK and then drove around all night, and then finally, early in the morning, people are starting to gather, and you get a group of people, and he goes and rents his car right into it. And I'm telling you, if you look closely, because this is from a security camera at a facility, so it's not a tight shot, but, I mean, these people are, like, flying up in the air that he's running over, and then, which, thank goodness, it was a little small car, and if somebody couldn't get under the car, they went over the car because the hood on it was so low, is what I reasoned from it. News on 93.1 FM. We'll be back with more of this right after this quick break.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Blue skies do I see. Days all are gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smile at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days all are gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Reminder, Mary Todd Swain's going to be in the house. 106. Day 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's play this second part of the story.
Aaron, is the original Bin Laden Al-Qaeda terror network, is that still alive? Are these affiliates of that?
I think they're very much alive, but I think that the U.S., I think President Trump unleashing our military and our special operations and intelligence capabilities and starting to recraft our laws has put a major dent on the macro war on terror. But what happens is you smash those and they break up into a bunch of little pieces. That's what we found in Israel. So again, you've got these nomadic terror tribes, right, which start to kind of dissipate, and with the electronic capabilities with the internet, I think, to answer your question, Ainsley, there very much is a large group terror threat. I think they're regrouping as they're getting smashed overseas, but I think they're pushing this nomadic counter-terror system now on us because it's so much more effective for them.
And think about also the compound that was in New Mexico.
Right, yes, yes.
And we know that there was a compound that was here also, that the bus was shot up. But somebody had told me that story, and I remembered it vaguely, but then I went back and looked it up. And this is definitely a change here. Definitely a change. And you think about the San Bernardino shooters that went in, and all the stuff that they had in the garage, and nobody seemed to have noticed in their family. What are all these bombs? Are you expecting a big 4th of July celebration? And the guy that was in New York, you remember that went and got the U-Haul truck?
Yes.
And went down the bank path?
Yes.
And he had to go and kind of look at that and say, okay, this is a good opportunity. I can get the truck in between these pylons that are there that can go through and then go run over people on the bike path. So this, I think, is kind of the new normal. And again, it's not taking an AR-15. It's taking four wheels, and the heavier the car, which had the mistake that he made in Britain, the heavier the car, the better. Same thing happened, you remember, in, was it Italy or France?
Yeah.
That the truck.
Nice, yeah.
Really something. So speaking of the compound, there was a judge that basically didn't see any fault with the families that were had the children that they were teaching to go kill teachers and other people.
State alleges that there was a big plan afoot that the state hasn't shown to my satisfaction by clear and convincing evidence what in fact that plan was. There's no reason for me to believe that these defendants have in the past shown themselves to be a danger to the community.
A courthouse forced into lockdown over threats against that judge who ruled that these jihadi suspects are not a danger to the community and granted bail amid accusations they were training children to be terrorists and school shooters. Now one of the defendants is in ICE custody. Security Studies President Jim Hansen led secret counterterrorism operations serving in the U.S. Army. These are the five who were arrested at that compound in New Mexico, accused of teaching children to be school shooters, and the judge has said, okay, we're going to let them free on $20,000 bond because they are not a danger to the community. Did she get that right?
She got it absolutely wrong, Steve. I don't know what you have to do to be considered a threat to the community when you're training kids to kill other kids, to commit terrorist acts. You have an active terror cell planning these attacks. You know, I mean, it's an absurd thing to let them free on zero evidence that, you know, there's not an attack. They said themselves they're doing it. There's a letter they sent to Wahaj's brother asking him to bring his guns and money and that right. Allah will protect him until he dies as a martyr. I'm sorry, that's a pretty good sign there's something underway.
Yeah. So this judge gave him $20,000 bond, or bail at $20,000. That means all they had to do is come up with $2,000 each. Because it's normally 10% of the amount. And maybe they don't have any money, which is why they're living in a shantytown place like that. But this is amazing. I don't ever want to judge to get a death threat. But, boy, this is like off the chain. Let's keep listening in.
The kids apparently were taught to kill teachers and police and corrupt institutions. But their defense attorney says, look, this is just a group of devout Muslims living out in the desert, exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and I think he should ask, you know, he's saying this wouldn't have happened if they were white Christians. He probably needs to check with David Koresh and the Branch Davidians how that whole peacefully exercising your Second Amendment in the desert with gun things worked out for them in Waco. Mm-hmm. They're all dead. It's not a question of them being black and Muslim. It's a question of them talking about, and the FBI talked to these kids, and the right. kids confirmed this is what was going on. So it's not a question of Islamophobia. It's not a question of some kind of bias against them. It's the facts in evidence saying this was a terror cell training to kill Americans, and we need to treat it like that. I think maybe the feds need to get involved with this if the local, you know, police and, right. and the judge can't take care of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So one of the suspects is now being held by ICE. The others have not been able to make bail because they're being held on a variety of other issues.
You know, this, I've been kind of surprised that this has gotten some coverage, but did you see how fast the coverage kind of dropped off once we found out that they were Muslim?
Yes.
I mean, it was like kids, and that was a sexy story. Media likes that, kid abuse, and living out, and kind of one of these wilderness-type people. Oh, and by the way, they're Muslim, and boom, nothing else. Nothing happened. It just, that was the last of it. Last it was mentioned with them, and then it went away. Imagine if this was a white nationalist supremacist group. This would be all over the place. This would be covered like crazy. But it's kind of like we found out they were Muslim, and then they all of a sudden changed their tune very, very quickly. See, the media's doing it again. Going to go to a top hour break. Hopefully, Mayor Strange will be in the house by then. He just texted me and said he's running a little late. But we'll make do. The Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.